Today's podcast will cover week one of four on hazard communication and chemical safety. So stay tuned. Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast. Our topic this month focuses on hazard communication, also known as HAZCOM. This standard is built on a simple principle. Every team member has a right to know about the hazardous substances that they may come into contact with during their shift. This includes how to handle them safely and what to do if something goes wrong. Hazardous chemicals, which can range from cleaning supplies to fuels, industrial solvents, paints, and everything in between, are present in nearly every facility. If not identified, stored, and communicated properly, these substances can pose serious risks. A strong safety culture depends on everybody understanding these hazards and following safe practices. So here are a few tips to assist you with staying safe around hazardous chemicals. Number one, you want to know what's in your facility. All chemicals on site should be listed in a safety data sheet or an SDS, which must always be available to all team members. And if you're unsure about a substance, make sure that you check the SDS or ask a supervisor for guidance. Number two, you want to read the labels every time. Before using any chemical, look at the label for hazard warnings, hazard instructions, handling instructions, and required personal protective equipment, or PPE. Never assume two similar looking containers hold the same contents. Number three, you want to follow signage and posted instructions. So areas with chemical storage or usage will have signs indicating risks, which are going to be things like flammable, corrosive, toxic, etc. And respect those warnings. They're there to prevent accidents before they happen. Number four, we alluded to this before, but wear the right PPE for the job. Depending on the chemical involved, gloves, goggles, respirators, or protective clothing, just to name a few, might be required. So using the correct PPE is a key part of protecting yourself from chemical exposure. And last but certainly not least, be sure to read damaged or missing labels. That's number five. A label is your first line of defense, and if labels are unreadable or missing, you want to treat the container as unknown and report it immediately. Don't try to guess what's inside. Hazardous communication is more than paperwork, posters, and labels. It's about making sure that everyone in the facility understands the risks around them and knows exactly how to act safely. It requires clear communication, constant training, and a shared responsibility between leadership and staff. And building a safer workplace starts with knowledge. When everyone knows what substances are in use and how to interact with them safely, injuries and exposure incidents should decrease. Make it a habit to check labels and read SDSs and ask questions if something seems off. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe. Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcast, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.